All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. And we are joined today by our first guest for the program, which we're very happy to have. And we have Reem Yunus, who is a Palestinian Australian activist and socialist, and also a long-time trade unionist and a school teacher. Reem is the Victorian Socialist candidate for the Dunkley by-election, which has actually just been called recently and is going to be taking place on Saturday, March the 2nd. So it's not too far, it's pretty close. And I think one of the most important things about having Reem on a program is, I guess, one of the things that's obviously going to be characterised in this by-election is the whole issue of Palestine, given the Labor Party's unashamed support for the genocide. So, yeah, good morning, Reem.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So maybe to start off, so listeners can get a bit of a find out a bit more about you. What can you tell us about yourself, I guess, as a candidate for the Victorian Socialists? And I guess, what are some of the experiences that you're hoping, as a long-time activist for Palestine, as a trade unionist, are wanting to bring as a candidate?
As you introduced me, I'm a socialist and I am originally a Palestinian. I grew up in the diaspora. Like many of the Palestinians. I was born and educated abroad, and then I migrated to Australia in October 1992 with my family of having two young children at the time. I came here with left-wing ideas anyway, and always believed in the justice of the Palestinian cause. At the same time, I believe also in socialist ideas and the importance of thinking and working and fighting for the rights of people, the ordinary working class people. So I've been a teacher since 2001, and before that I was just raising my children, and I worked part-time as a teacher aide while I was doing my degree for education. And within going to the rallies regarding the Middle East and other speak-outs, I met with socialists here in this country, and since then I never looked back, because you need to be within a group that, like-minded people who support Palestine and support the socialist idea. That is a very important reason for campaigning. When this opportunity came up for this vacant seat for Dunkley, I thought, what a good opportunity to elevate the voice of the Palestinians and the Palestinian cause, especially in this time of the genocidal assault on Gaza and all the atrocities they perpetrate, not just on Gaza, but also on our people in the West Bank as well.
Thanks for that, Reem. And I guess that gets into the next question, I guess, is what can you tell us a bit about the Victorian Socialist election platform? And I guess, what are some of the political issues that are that Victorian Socialists as a party will be taking up in this upcoming by-election?
A big issue will be, of course, the discussing and shining the light on Israel's a genocidal assault on Gaza. And we believe that both Labour and Liberal, the both major parties, have been supporting. Everybody knows that. And we want, actually, a permanent ceasefire. And we want to see an end to Australia's political and military support for Israel. We want justice for all the Palestinians. And we want an end to the Israeli occupation. That's one big issue. The other big issue as a political campaign of ours will be the cost of living. We noticed that the Labour Party has done very little about that. Some of our policies will include, for example, price control on basic goods to stop the supermarket giants, for example, and other corporations from ripping off consumers. That's been happening. We want increased wages, at least in line with the inflation. People are doing it tough at the moment. We want a 5-year freeze on rent increases and new laws to give renters real rights and prevent abuse by landlords. We do think there should be a massive expansion of public housing. The crisis of housing is a real issue. For example, if at least 150,000 new units are built in Australia in the next 10 years, that would be one solution for the housing crisis. We want to establish about the childcare, a free, publicly funded childcare systems where also the childcare workers get decent wages. That's very important for working class families. On the issue of taxes, we support Labour's proposed stage 3 changes. However, we don't think they go far enough. We need higher taxes to be imposed on the rich, filthy rich corporations, such as the mining giants. These are making massive profits shipping out Australian resources. They are making a killing at the moment. Especially also, we know that. We know now about the shipping of weapons for Israel. And we want to use the money that is made by taxing the rich to fix the crisis in two things that are close to my heart, education and health. Schools need better funding. Hospitals need better funding. And we need to be able to fund rapid transition to a zero carbon economy, which is important for the climate. So all these methods of helping the people, the ordinary class people, is what working class people is what we are for.
Well, that's a good summary, I think, of all the kind of important kind of policies that you're bringing to the kind of table. And I guess one of the next kind of questions then goes into, I guess, I mean, obviously you've spoken a bit in terms about this when commenting on some of Victorian Socialists' election policies. But I guess I want to kind of hear, I want to kind of hear your comments on what, you know, the ALP's actual record in government, which is both, you can also talk in terms of their position on Palestine, but you kind of mentioned quite a bit of that. But I guess I want to kind of hear the Victorian Socialist perspective on the Labor government's record in government in terms of their failings to address the needs of working people.
Well, the ALP, the Labor Party, has been a massive disappointment to anyone who thought they might offer something much different to the Liberals. They have proven themselves to be just as much in the pocket of business, big business, as the Liberals. And we have seen that repeatedly. They have done little or nothing to tackle the major issues that we face today, like what I spoke about, the cost of living, the housing crisis, and the climate change. These are big issues, everyday issues. Their position on Palestine has been appalling. From the start, they expressed support for what Israel is doing in Gaza, which is by any definition you can think of, it is genocide. Despite that, they have been saying Israel has the right, and I'll put quotation marks, the right to defend itself. No, an occupier, an aggressor, is not defending itself. More recently, they have expressed concerns, for example, that Netanyahu potentially will attack Rafah, which is the last, most southern place in Gaza Strip, ground invasion. These little voices, they only offered us words, not actions. Their actions have all been in the direction of supporting Israel and making it harder for the Palestinians. One big example is that they were one of the first Western countries, of course, after the U.S., to cut off the funding to the UNRWA, the UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. This provides crucial humanitarian support to the Palestinians in Gaza, and this was established just after 1948. So the situation is dire, and they are doing that defunding of the UNRWA. Well, this was straight after the ICJ, the International Court of Justice, that said there was a risk of genocide there. That was actually very telling. We can't trust Labour Party, not on the issue of Palestine, but most importantly for the people of Dunkley, the working, ordinary working class people who are trying to make ends meet. We can't trust them in running in their favor, because they are running it for the rich.
Yeah, and I'm going to the next kind of question, I guess. I want to kind of hear about, you know, given this kind of growing distrust with the major political parties, you know, what is the kind of the big case to vote for an open socialist at this upcoming by-election?
Well, there is a very clear voice. Long before the latest events in Gaza, Victorian socialists had a very strong stance in solidarity with the Palestinian struggle and also with the refugees in general. Our policy is to oppose any Australian support for Israel on the grounds that it is an apartheid state. That is plain and simple, an apartheid state. We stood against the Victorian government's partnership, for example, with the Israeli arms manufacturer, which is known as the Elbit Systems. In the current situation, we want the government to use its diplomatic power to push for an immediate ceasefire. We need an immediate and permanent ceasefire. For justice for the Palestinians, we need that, including, as a start, the full withdrawal of the Israeli occupation forces from Gaza and the occupied land in the West Bank. So, as you mentioned, the major parties, Labour or the Liberals, are firmly in the Israeli camp. They follow the U.S. imperialist line in supporting Israel as an outpost for the Western imperialism and its interests in the Middle East. So that's about the major parties and what we stand for. Since I started joining protests and I noticed what happens on the ground, I noticed that in the 2006, for example, Israel's war on Lebanon, and also in Operation Castled back in 2008, 2009, and you know they have been, the occupation have been doing a lot of these strikes and big massacres in Gaza, calling them mowing the lawn. Imagine the words. And it was on the streets when I went on to all these protests. It was us socialists, all socialist groups, who really stood side by side with my Palestinian people on the streets, with other Arabs and Muslims in general, at these protests. So that's why I am for the Victorian Socialists, and that's why I joined them in order to make the fight for the betterment of the people in general, and to be able to stand with Palestine and the Middle East and Muslim and Arabs in general.
Well, that gets into the, I guess, the kind of last kind of question. You've given a good sort of case on why people should support the Victorian Socialists for this kind of upcoming by-election. But for any of our kind of listeners who are listening kind of right now, how can people support your election campaign? And I guess any kind of final comments that you might like to make?
Well, to support our campaigns, they can simply go to the website of the Victorian Socialists. There are two ways you can help. Donate, because any donations will help us in our campaign. To reach more people, there are 70,000 households in Dunkley, so it will be nice if we can have the money for it. But not only the money, the manpower also is important. If people can volunteer, through the Victorian Socialist website, and can help us by giving up their time for a few hours, sign their name up to come on the polling booth, to hand in how to vote cards, to help us talk with people about the importance of getting socialists and the Palestinians to the parliament. That will be really a good, massive help. You asked me, I think, about a final comment. There is one thing I'd like to add, which is us socialists are not going anywhere. We are here to stay, to oppose the party lines of the major parties of both Labour and Liberal. We want to keep fighting for Palestine. We want to keep fighting for the change and betterment of the ordinary working class people everywhere in society. I encourage people to get involved and volunteer or get involved in our party, and particularly to look out for us. Maybe also, again, in the local council elections coming up in October this year.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Raheem. And, just to repeat for our listeners, if you're interested in giving support to the Victorian Socialist by-election campaign, you can go onto the Victorian Socialist website. And, I think, Tareem, well, the best of luck with your campaign. And I think it's going to be a very important campaign, especially in the context of the failures of these major parties, and because people are looking for alternative. You know, the fact that to see major parties give outright support to a genocide, I think is something that's going to really create a consciousness where people will be asking a lot of questions and they'll be looking for political alternatives. Thank you very much again, Raheem, for being on our program.
Thank you for having me.